This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The weather outside is frightful. Yeah, we just rolled through the holidays. Remember that line from a very famous song? It is insane what is happening with these high winds and snow. Baltimore closed its public schools Thursday. It's not a shock that that happened. In some places, there were a few schools open late or closed early, even the day before, because they had heating problems. There's all kinds of problems with, of course, power outages. This bomb cyclone set high tide to incredible levels in Boston. So it's been rough going for the last really 24 hours or so when it comes to this incredible storm. And, you know, I say this all the time as we kick it off for this hour. Having grown up in colder weather, cold weather is one thing, but when, honestly, things are freezing that you didn't think could freeze, you know that this is what some people live with constantly. For example, some of the temperatures that you see in Alaska, but you're not expecting that when you live in South Carolina. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So the East Coast blitzed by that fast-moving superstorm is the big story. More records smashed. They're saying it's going to be frigid temperatures over the weekend. The chill map is brutal, and it's nasty. So it's all about making sure you stay safe and warm, period, end of story. We'll have some more details throughout the hour on that. Here's a frightening story at the top. And, you know, we've got the Dow at 25,000, incredible. We've got the back and forth over this Michael Wolff. That's big news, his book coming out and what the White House is saying, reacting to it. And then sandwiched in between, because I know we've got listeners in Michigan, in Detroit, they're dealing with what they're calling, and this scares me, a significant hepatitis A outbreak. So they're saying there's 630 known cases. They've had 630 known cases altogether in 2017. There are 150 cases diagnosed in the city of Detroit alone. And you got to think about this multiplication, people. And why is this such a big story to me that I would kick it off with some of those other things going on? Think of food handlers and people infected with the disease. How many of them are touching food? How many of them are working in restaurants that were infected because of the food handlers? That's why that number is so big. They had it happen at a Little Caesars restaurant. They had it happen at a Firewater Bar and Grill. So the Detroit Health Department is investigating any way they can and seeing if people are following the protocols as far as cleaning hands, all that kind of stuff. And the Department of Health in Detroit had to notify those two restaurants that infected employees can't return to work until they're approved by their doctor. But how many people in between came in contact with what was so awful for them? I mean, it goes back to the same thing again when it comes to washing hands, touching food, all of that. But Hep A, boy, that is frightening. Frightening. Hepatitis? Wow. Awful. Sobering. I think it's very sobering. Speaking of sobering, they're doing what they can in Detroit. Doing what they can. Speaking of sobering, what's interesting is because of all the hubbub over the Michael Wolff book, the publisher is rushing to release the book, not a shock. According to the LA Times, it's all about the push to make it happen. Henry Holt and Company and author Michael Wolff are pushing to make that come out. The publisher expedited the book's release to Friday, 4 days before it was supposed to hit the bookshelves, because of the unprecedented demand. The excerpts did their job Wednesday and Thursday. They whetted the appetite, and they upset Washington, D.C. So there you go. That's exactly what you do. You lay the trap, you put it out there, people bite on it, and then poof, the book comes out. And if you haven't heard this and you're just tuning in, the book slams the president and his circle from a number of aides, mostly former White House chief strategist Steve Bannon. Bannon's comments that were particularly poisonous included that it was treasonous and unpatriotic for Trump's son, Donald Trump Jr., son-in-law Jared Kushner, and campaign manager Paul Manafort to have met in 2016 with Russians said to have dirt on Democratic rival Hillary Clinton. So I think over the weekend, as part of what I call the Sunday swirl, the talking heads and the reaction to what's going on in Washington, D.C., we'll probably most likely hear a ton of this kind of reaction on all sides of this, whether it's what the White House was saying during the week at the briefings, the president's paragraphs that were released, any of that. And, you know, it's interesting because Steve Bannon now is on Misfit Island. There apparently are a lot of Republicans that are cutting ties with him. And Bannon's main financial backer, a billionaire conservative, Rebecca Mercer, finally said, that's it. She's done. So there are more lining up and following suit. So he's the one that gets pinched in the middle of all of this. I mean, in the middle of this. And in the meantime, immigration, and a deal. Is there going to be a deal? The deadline is out there. The clock is tick, tick, ticking. The president on Thursday huddled with Republican lawmakers, invited a bipartisan group, in fact, to break bread with him in the White House next week to try to work out a deal on immigration. They're trying to come up with something to extend legal status for hundreds of thousands of young immigrants, many of whom were brought into the country illegally as children. Because remember, the president said last September he's going to end Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or more commonly known as DACA, that has protected them from being booted, from being deported. In fact, White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders said the Prez is inviting that group next week to discuss the next steps on responsible immigration reform and to try to continue that discussion. And a lot of what's on the agenda are definitely no-goes for Democrats. So what will happen to that wish list? Maybe it shrinks. Maybe there's compromise. Who knows? But it's going to be bipartisan at the White House next week when it comes to immigration. That's what the conversation is going to be all about, immigration. All right, we're going to flip to the other side, and as we turn the page, we're going to dive in a couple of different directions. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
Time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do I want to be with you as the years come and go? If you care to know, would I grant all your wishes and be proud to share?
Boy, I could really grant your wishes, maybe, if you get lucky. So check this out. Yes, indeed. So DK, the award-winning publisher of the DK Eyewitness Travel Guides, they're awesome, teaming up with Charisma Hotels and Resorts to give people the chance to experience the real Mexico through a holiday travel sweepstakes. You don't have a lot of time, though. DK Eyewitness Travel Guides and Charisma Hotels and Resorts will give away a trip to Mexico. A grand prize winner gets a 3-night stay for two at any one of the adults-only El Dorado Spa Resorts in Mexico's Riviera Maya, or a branded tote and a $100 gift card and a $500 travel voucher and the travel guide for Mexico. So here's the thing. Send me right now to DelaneyMediaGroup@live.com that you want a tote bag and a book, and if you're one of the first five, I will send it to you. In the meantime, here's the big deal. Enter for your chance to win the grand prize at dktravelsweeps.com, www.dktravelsweeps.com, and you have to enter by 11:59:59 p.m. Eastern on December 29th. And I just checked the link. It's awesome. You'll see my picture there. And there's just a couple of other stations, a big one in Los Angeles, KCAL, The Blend, and there's another one, but also you see America Tonight. So this is a really good deal. So I would say do it, because somebody's going to win. And if people don't sign up, I mean, someone's going to sign up. But people are signing up all over the place. But a couple of people have this shot at winning that trip or the other trips. And they're still open, again, only until 11:29 and only until the beginning, you know, the top of the hour for that. Then it's over with. But you've got Ireland, Italy, London, and New York. So one grand prize trip, Delta Vacation package trip for two. Winner gets either a $3,000 voucher for Ireland, Italy, or London. New York also is up for grabs. And this is from Delta Vacations and DK Eyewitness Travel Guide. So same thing. You want to make sure you go to the link here, dktravel.com. So that one's dktravel.com. I would be so excited. You have to promise me if somebody from America tonight wins that trip, I'm sure they're going to tell me, but I want you to tell me, because I would leap for joy for anybody who gets a chance to do that. And especially because I appreciate the fact that Delta jumped on board with us, and so did DK Eyewitness Travel. Those travel guides are spectacular. Looking at those guides, it makes me want to go to every single one of those places. And it tells you exactly where to go and what to do when you go to these places. And you look at the Riviera Maya in Mexico, it's phenomenal. That's what I would say, just, you know, absolutely phenomenal. So don't hesitate. Jump up on this while you can before it's too late. Let's put it that way. All right, as we kind of weave into some odds and ends here, it is the end of the year. There are only a couple of days left, and then before you know it, Auld Lang Syne, and we're into 2018. And my wish for everybody listening to this show, because I cannot tell you how much I appreciate the support, the emails over the years, this year, all of that, is peace and prosperity. Peace in your life, whatever that looks like, and whatever prosperity looks like to you, so that you can take a breath, relax, and de-stress on whatever that is, period. And I mentioned that, you know, we're going to look back on this year, and there's, boy, interesting positive things and negative things that have certainly that have happened. And you think of some of the positive things, and you think of some of the controversial news, and there has been a ton of it at the tail end of the year. However, what's really interesting is you've got the royals taking up space again in everybody's mind, because you have Prince Harry, the world's seemingly most eligible royal bachelor anyway, announcing that he's engaged to somebody named Meghan Markle, who was raised in Los Angeles, makes history as the first divorced biracial Jewish American actress to join the British royal family. And then they get, you know, once they get married, they get new titles. And, you know, they decide what those titles are. Queen Elizabeth does. They say, most likely, Markle will be a duchess, the Duchess of so-and-so. Didn't you love how they decide that? But that's what happens. So, nobody was rankled over this, but back in the old days, that would never have happened, and it would have made news if they had gone against it, which is what happened at one point in British history. We've talked about that before. Something that's interesting also this past year that was interesting to see, but also gave us, I think, great hope in humanity, is these hurricanes that devastated the Gulf Coast, that devastated Houston, and the way everybody helped each other. Oh, my gosh, the Sunshine State, the strongest hurricane they faced in a decade. And the slow movement toward Florida and all the run-up to what was going to be smashed and what was going to happen, and the state highways and people evacuating, and then pummeling Key West and hitting the Naples area, downing trees, causing flooding. Dozens of people died. Millions of people lost power. And yet through it all, people stuck together and helped people anywhere they could. And I think that was one of the more brilliant things in times of, scary moments, the reaches of so many strangers to other strangers. It just moved me. It really did, because for all that we talk about that's negative and awful and this person said that and here's what's going on and we're all, it's my team and your team and them and us, it was just brilliant to see. There was no boundaries with that. I mean, absolutely none. I would say that in another horrific situation, we'll go through the big stories of the year in our next show, but I would say what happened in October when the gunman shattered his hotel windows at Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas and fired on 22,000 country music fans at that outdoor festival. 58 people die, the worst mass shooting in modern U.S. history anyway, 500 people about injured, and the motive still kind of a mystery, obviously, but the fact that there, people also helped people at their own peril and trying to pull them away, get them away, help them, smother them, do whatever they could. And again, to me, that was what was so incredible to see and so incredibly heartwarming in a horrible, terrible situation. The fact that you saw people being just very good in reaching out and not running and trying to do what they could to help whoever else was in this horrific situation. So two different kinds of situations, but situations where we saw the humanity, the outpouring. I thought one that was really cool that happened this year was the eclipse. For the first time in almost 100 years, a total solar eclipse spanning across the country. Some people just racing off to see where they could see it, including my brother and nephew who traveled from Florida up to Charleston, South Carolina, so they could see it. And they did see it, took all kinds of pictures, said it was absolutely amazing. And a lot of people were able to see that. A 67-mile-wide path across the country, starting in Oregon. Some of you listening to us in Oregon. Then 2 to 3 minutes of darkness. Millions of tourists went to hotels, campgrounds, restaurants, museums, and cities in the eclipse's path, which I thought, again, was a very brilliant, cool moment. All right, hang with us. Much more coming your way. On the flip side, again, we'll do a full review coming up on our next show.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system. We're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Explosion, the Harvey Weinstein debacle, and what happened with Hollywood that then spilled over into broadcasting, entertainment, you name it, boardrooms all over the place. And it'll be interesting to see what 2018 brings as we're just a handful of days into it. And there's actually a movement that's a group that's been formed of some pretty powerful people in Hollywood, women and some others, attorneys, etc. They're putting money into a fund, and I think this is actually really good. It's called Time's Up. And that is something that's been discussed across the land. So when I say this is in your backyard, it is in your backyard, and it is in my backyard. And the idea is, if this is really happening to certain people and they can't afford to, they're not Hollywood stars or they don't have money to fight back against an unfair situation, so they're putting this fund together where there's money for that, for cases that they can try to help who comes to them, and they can they can look through cases and decide, you know, what they can do and who they can help and that kind of stuff. Regardless, I mean, where we are in the world right now, let's just move it forward, right? Let's move it forward. Let's get something going on that's positive for everybody, right? So that nobody gets a raw deal. How about that? I'll tell you what, on the East Coast, you can pick up any paper from the Washington Post to the Philadelphia Inquirer to anything in between, and it would be all about this bomb cyclone that blasted the Northeast with snow, gusts of wind, flooding, just really crazy power lines exposed, people without power or heat, temperatures plunging, flights that just were at a standstill, and just craziness from this storm. And depending on where you lived, how extreme was the cold, what was the situation with the snow falling outside, was there flooding? That is, this monster storm is the talk, is really the talk of the nation, but certainly for those that are being affected by it. The other common denominator is one that I've already talked about too. It's this book, this publication of the scathing book, going at breakneck speed to put the to get it out because of the demand for it. So you have legal experts and historians saying the decision by a president to threaten legal action against an author and publisher will be interesting to see where those dominoes fall and what kind of an effect that will have in the future when it comes to presidents and books and things that are written about them while they're still in office. Also, for those listening on the West Coast, people are talking about this earthquake rattling buildings and nerves in the Bay Area. A lot of them woke up and were jolted. So earthquake Twitter was out there in full mode. Lots of tweets about what happened and is everyone okay and all of that kind of stuff. 4.4 on the Richter scale. 4.4. Anytime there's an earthquake in any part of California, people are talking about it. Definitely. Another thing they're talking about on the West Coast and in California is the president calling for opening California's coastline to oil drilling. All U.S. waters, including the long-protected California coast, would be open to new offshore oil and gas drilling rigs under a sweeping proposal that the Trump administration unveiled on Thursday. So where does that go and what happens? It looks like it's headed in the direction where that's what they're going to do. They're going to open up area for drilling in California, but not just California, as I mentioned, in other areas as well. You can bet there's going to be some protests, and you can bet there's going to be some people that are completely on board with that too as well, especially some of these oil and gas companies where they're fighting the good fight. They're trying to do everything they can do. Some of them, I've had these discussions, we've had some of them on the air, environmentally trying to be as sound as you can imagine, but then being shut down by regulation. So how much regulation is good regulation? How many offshore rigs are we talking about? What will that look like? That's the first things first, and then it's a question of where, how far out, and everything else probably in between. So this is, again, another story that's talked about heavily on the coastline, but not just on the coastline. It's something that's part of the convo, I think, in a lot of different neighborhoods because it's an energy conversation. What's energy going to look like? I don't know about your neighborhood, but do you have any of those charging stations? There was so much made about the availability of electric cars and how far can they go and all of that. But you have to have a charging station if you're going to take the car on any kind of a distance, ride somewhere. So it's about weighing the options. And I've actually seen a couple charging stations, but not too many, living in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And I know some of you have actually taken pictures and sent them to me over the last couple of years. So it's interesting. It's interesting to see. Yeah, I'm just curious if you're finding that there's, what's the energy conversation where you are? What are they talking about as far as futuristic, realistic expectations, I guess? And right now, gas, depending on where you live, is not ridiculously expensive. In my neck of the woods, it's not. I know in California, that's always a good barometer, and in Chicago, it's always a good barometer because you can see some ridiculous... For that gas to flow from the pump into your tank, you can get gouged. I think the pain point for everyone in America, if it ever hits $5 in any sense, that's when people go nuts. I mean, they just go nuts. $5? Forget it. We're gonna have to huddle up our errands together. We're gonna have to carpool, and that's sometimes what it becomes. That combo turns to that. But it's been a long time since it's been that way. It's more about the up and down and the investment and what the future holds and OPEC and all of that and what they're doing in Saudi Arabia and what the balance is, again, in OPEC too as well. Another part of the conversation, as far as American athletes are concerned, is, did you know January means it's the start of tennis? I know that you all have that on your list. Serena Williams pulled out of the Australian Open, saying she needed a little bit more time. So the defending champ withdrew. She's not ready to return to tourney tennis, she says. It's the first major. It starts on January 15th at Melbourne Park. And the seven-time Australian Open champion is going to miss it for the first time since 2011. She was pregnant with her first child when she won last year to collect that 23rd Grand Slam title. Then she gave birth to her daughter, Alexis, in September. She played in an exhibition tournament last week in Abu Dhabi and said after her loss that she might not make it to Melbourne. So she said she's super close, but she's not where she wants to be. And I kind of agree with this. She's saying, my coach and team always say, only go to tournaments when you're prepared to go all the way. She said she could compete, but she didn't want to just compete. She wanted to do better. So she needed more time to be able to do that, even though she knows it's disappointing to her and everybody else that she still just wasn't 100% there yet at this point, right? So interesting. Because at 36, she's such a good athlete, such an American icon too, by the way, that there's no let up yet in, you know, in saying I'm gonna stop. I mean, because she could. Certainly, she's climbed every mountain, every hill, goes down in history as one of the best all time, right? So I'll tell you, it'll be wild to see when she comes back how many tournaments she'll end up winning, and she's ranked in history. Certainly for U.S. athletes, she is incredibly, incredibly high on the list. Let's put it that way. Here's something all of us should be concerned about, and it's this untreated water startups have cropped up in states from California to Maine, and they're attracting a lot of people who don't trust tap water treatment processes and additives, as well as people who want to preserve what they say are the natural substances. But health officials say, is it really safe? Let's be serious about this. Is it safe? I mean, the water system certainly isn't perfect across the U.S. You got brutal infrastructure, aging pipelines, pipes, you know, that the water goes through. Lead contamination like in Flint, Michigan. But I don't know. Filtration with the chlorination, the sanitation practices versus the raw water. Where are you taking your chances? I think they need to fix the water supplies where it's really bad. But tap water? I don't know. Get a home filtration system. We're going to the movies next here on ATN.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
America tonight, and guess where we're taking to the movies. I bet you that there's a lot of binge watching, provided they have electricity going on in some of these places where the weather has been simply brutal with this bomb of snow that's gone off in the East Coast, and really even in South Carolina too. They had it so up and down the East Coast, not just in the usual places I was mentioning, meaning New York or Philly or Washington, although Washington didn't get it quite as bad as everybody else. So if they were going to crawl out to a movie, I think it'd be pretty difficult, and perhaps those malls and some of those movie theaters were closed. So they might not be able to catch that in these offerings in the next couple of days, but you can. This is a big one for a lot of young girls. It's a great date night kind of now trifecta that has happened with a very popular movie. And this is Pitch Perfect 3.
Get the camera on, Gus.
She's right there. The Barton Bell is an unlikely group of not men who somehow managed to win at something that didn't have to do with baking.
I can hear you.
They graduated college, have spread their wings, and are attempting to fly.
Have I learned the life with a shot of white privilege?
Hopefully not becoming the failures we all expect them to be.
I feel really good about where I'm at right now. I'm trying to get into vet school. Fingers crossed.
Where are they now?
My name is Fat Amy Winehouse, so let's get cracking. I quit my job.
You got fired?
No, I quit. It's fine.
Oh, come on.
This is an overreaction.
I would do anything to sing with you guys again. Anything.
You guys, every year the USO puts on this performance to support the troops in Europe. What if I could get us an invite?
Yeah, I've suddenly got a bunch of free time, so... Hell yeah!
Here we go, here we go. It's my turn.
Guys, we've never competed against bands that actually have instruments, so what's the plan?
I'm coming up, so you better get this part about it. I'm coming up.
Aww. You guys just sing other people's songs, like karaoke.
Karaoke?
No. That's so cute.
Calamity, this is Serenity, Veracity, and Charity.
If I joined your group, I could be obesity.
Here we go, here we go.
Another day on stage for the Bellas. This is their big plummet.
Their fade out.
Into nothingness.
You sure about this?
Have I ever let you down?
All the time.
What?
You're very unreliable. It's like one of the hallmarks of your personality.
You're not remembering all the times I've been awesome.
Oh! Let Taka finish this.
Dignity.
Yeah, well, we don't do anything with dignity, okay?
They really do need to join the workforce.
Yes.
All right, Pitch Perfect 3, so you get it. Comedy, music, 1 hour, 33 minutes, PG-13, popular with the young girls. So if you have young girls in your life, daughters, you're probably dropping them off at the movie. Or it's a date night kind of movie for some people. And the whole idea is it continues the series. Anna Kendrick's in it. Rebel Wilson is in it. So some familiar young actresses are in this really popular franchise. And critics are saying, well, it kind of continues along the same line that it's been with the plot. This time it's just a little bit different. So if you obviously they thought they've got the cachet because it goes along that whole lines of first you have the first one, then you have the follow-up, and poof, now you have the third. This movie I thought was tremendous. I went to see it with the other. He was excited to see it. It's about the Pentagon Papers and the Post and the end of an era and the battle over freedom of the press versus government interests, particularly the White House, if you think of the Times, through LBJ, JFK, Richard Nixon. So here's a snippet of the Post.
So, can I ask you a hypothetical question?
Oh, dear, I don't like hypothetical questions.
Well, I don't think you're going to like a real one either.
Do you have the papers?
Not yet.
This is a devastating security breach that was leaked out of the Pentagon. The most highly classified documents of the war.
The Times says 7,000 pages detailing how the White House has been lying about the Vietnam War for 30 years.
The way they lied, those days have to be over.
People are concerned about having a woman in charge of the paper.
That she doesn't have the resolve to make the tough choices.
Thank you, Arthur, for your frankness.
Let's do our jobs. Find those pages.
I'm talking about exposing years of government secrets.
Is that legal?
What is it you think we do here for a living, kid?
Ben, I might have something.
It must be precious cargo.
It's just
government secrets.
The New York Times was barred from publishing any more classified documents dealing with the Vietnam War.
If you publish, we'll be at the Supreme Court next week.
Meaning?
Well, we could all go to prison.
To make this decision, to risk her fortune and the company that's been her entire life, well, I think that's brave.
If the government wins, the Washington Post will cease to exist.
If we don't hold them accountable, who will?
You can't hold them accountable if we don't have a newspaper.
Nixon will muster the full power of the presidency, and if there's a way to destroy you, by God, he'll find it.
I'm asking your advice, Bob, not your permission.
She can't do this. The legacy of the company is at stake.
What will happen if we don't publish?
We will lose. The country will lose.
What are you going to do, Mrs. Graham?
Yes, so the cover-up that went through four presidents and pushed the first female newspaper publisher into a decision that could have landed her in jail, could have, you know, again, led to the dissolution, or I guess the dissolving is a better way to put it, the breakup of the Washington Post. It's the same thing. So it didn't happen. It was crazy if you think back to those times and going and actually seeing it was pretty cool, I have to say. In the movie, Meryl Streep, Tom Hanks, it's directed by Steven Spielberg. And I thought it was very, very well done for somebody who didn't really live through that time, meaning I was way too young to understand that, but of course had, as an adult, had a knowledge of it, obviously. But looking at the history through cinema and knowing about Katharine Graham, in fact, she spoke at my college commencement. How crazy is that? But seeing that, was pretty interesting, and I thought it was well done. I thought the movie was really well done, and it wasn't blaming Democrats or Republicans, because it was a mixed bag of all the presidents. It's just the Pentagon Papers, what was assembled, what happened, what was the reaction to it, and more importantly, what happened at the Post and how precarious it really was for them based on what happened also with the New York Times. And I would say thumbs up to that. If you don't go and see it at the theater, definitely check it out when it's streaming. For everybody on the East Coast, keep warm, my friends. Be safe with all those power outages. Thanks to all of you for listening to this version of America Tonight.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.